The government wants to hear your view about traffic offences and how they should be punished. It's issued a consultation document aimed, it says, at reducing the needless carnage on our roads. The Home Office Minister Charles Clarke outlined for us what the key proposals are.
Firstly, for some of the worst offences, particularly those concerned with death, we have put mandatory minimum sentences in as an option to be consulted upon. And secondly, we believe that creating a culture which encourages a much more rigorous regime will be lead to a much higher level of sentencing of these types of offences by the courts. Finally, we think that by offering a range of different sanctions, such as requiring drivers to be retested, retrained, and so on, the courts will be able to make the punishment fit the crime in a much more effective way.
Why is this only a consultation document?
Because obviously the way in which people drive across the country is a matter of tremendous sensitivity, and we want to be sure that the legislation we put forward is fully considered and takes into account all points of view.
But surely there's no real debate about drink driving and dangerous driving and bad driving. You can go ahead with legislation on that tomorrow if you chose to.
Well, I'm glad to say that I think you're right, and I was very glad that the AA and the REC associated themselves with this report at our press conference earlier on today. But there are still some people who think that any measure whatsoever which inhibits the ability of any driver to drive a car, however illegally, however dangerously, is somehow an inhibition on the right of the motorist, an attack on the motorist, as one journalist put it to me earlier on today. And so there isn't absolute consensus across this, and we think it's important to discuss it very fully.
But if you're convinced that these measures, as outlined, will save lives, and indeed the news release starts by saying that death and injuries on our roads are set to be cut with these new penalties, shouldn't you at least have introduced some of these right away?
Well, some of the particular options, for example, retesting and retraining, are included in the government's safety bill, which has been drafted and for which authority was given in the Queen's speech. But more generally, Eddie, and I take the point you're making, it still remains important that every change that we make in this area is one which everybody has had a chance fully to comment upon, because simply to legislate in a way that perhaps people might not respect would lead to the law being abused. And that's why we think it's extremely important that we have a proper consultation period.
Let me put to you one potential problem people might identify right away. When you promise a crackdown on drink driving, you include in that a new, tougher penalty for very drunk drivers. So we seem to be talking about different grades of being drunk now. Is that going to stop people drinking, or is it going to encourage people to drink a little?
I don't think so. I mean, we've already got very tough drink driving legislation. But there are people who, for example, are on 160 milligrams or 200, and we've gone out to consultation as to which of those might be the more appropriate measure, rather than the 80 milligrams, which is currently indicated. And we think that people who get very drunk should have much tougher penalties as a result. And I think most people would think that's reasonable.